Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran.
The new COVID transmission map shows that Dallas County is a transmission county. Now, with this information, what should the residents of Dallas County and really everybody who might come into the county be doing as far as precautions?
Dallas County is currently ranked substantial on the map, which is below the high ranking. It indicates that the virus is circulating noticeably in our county. Wearing a mask in crowded and especially indoor public spaces will reduce the risk of spreading the infection right here at home.
Now, in terms of that, are there anything else that people should keep in mind as they might be traversing out and about in the county or during their day-to-day activities?
It's important to remember that being vaccinated is going to help you keep from getting very sick from the COVID virus. However, the vaccine does not 100% guarantee that you will not get the virus at all. It will reduce your symptoms and you are much less likely to get very sick. However, you can continue to spread the virus. So even if you are vaccinated fully, if you're exposed to the COVID virus, you could still be a carrier and you could still continue to spread. So that's why wearing a mask in a crowded area can protect other people, even if you're already fully vaccinated.
Now, with COVID kind of coming back, not really that it ever left, but, you know, numbers are starting to increase. And right now, school districts are planning on returning back to school more normally than what they had last year. Now, what should these school districts be doing in terms of social distancing as kind of this COVID spike, as we'll call it, you know, continues?
All of the school districts in Dallas County, even partially in Dallas County, are very welcome to contact the Dallas County Health Department. Additionally, though, I know that they're all following the CDC provided guidance for schools right now to reduce COVID in school districts. This includes maintaining 3 feet of distance and mask usage by students and staff, regardless of vaccination status, for the reasons we just mentioned.
Now, I know we touched on it a little bit earlier, but studies are showing that vaccinated people can still spread the coronavirus. Now, for those vaccinated individuals and for really individuals altogether, you know, what should they know about that particular information?
Right now, there's a lot of concern about the Delta variant. The Delta variant produces a lot more virus, which means that an infected person, as they're exhaling, there's just more virus in the breath that they're exhaling, and there's a lot more flying around in the air for all the rest of us to inhale. And so while it's uncommon, it is possible for a fully vaccinated person to become infected with the COVID virus, especially one of the variants. And this vaccinated but infected person would test positive, but would have much more mild symptoms, not bad enough for hospitalization. However, they could spread the virus. So the upshot is there's a lot of infection out there, a lot of spread. And in order for us to tamp that down, we need to continue to wear masks if we're in crowded situations.
Now, kind of the goal for the country as a whole was to reach 70% of all adults receiving at least one dose. And that has recently been reached, where 70% of the adult population here in the United States has received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Now, in terms of that, we are, again, as we've mentioned, kind of in the middle of a COVID spike. So how much further do we need to go with these vaccinations before it can really start to make an impact on the pandemic?
We don't have a number as far as a percentage. An important thing to remember is we're going to either need a vaccine approved for children or simply get case counts low enough that the risk has been reduced and the chances of people getting infected has gotten so low that eventually then the pandemic dies out. So a vaccine for children could help quite a little. And then just adults getting vaccinated and continuing to stay separated out will eventually make this all wind down, as most pandemics do.
Now, kind of as we've navigated throughout this summer, you know, there was a part of time there for a while. Cases are relatively low and people were excited to get back out into the community and engage in regular summer activities. Coming up is the Iowa State Fair. Now, the Iowa State Fair is going to be taking place not too long from now. And as cases continue to rise, you know, should these mass gatherings be looked at as something that may need to be altered a little bit as coronavirus cases continue to increase?
Someone who attends large events such as the state fair can take steps to prevent illness. Stay outdoors primarily and keep your own personal bubble of space around yourself. Going into closed buildings and being jammed up with many other people certainly increases your chance of exchanging germs with them. Another huge factor comparing our county fair with the state fair, most of the people that were at the county fair were from our region, from our area. People come from literally all over the world to the Iowa State Fair. So that's something to keep in mind, that you may be in a crowd of people that were recently in an airport, were recently in a whole other country. It's important to space yourself away from others and as much as you possibly can, stay outdoors.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to either the COVID-19 pandemic or anything else in general?
School physicals should include a vision screening and a dental exam. Please do not neglect to take your child to their regular school physical this year in the midst of all the talk about the pandemic. Another important thing is that families should talk now with their students, and again in the coming weeks of the school year, about feelings and stress. Conversation starters could be, if you feel nervous, tell me so we can work it out. Or speak up if something is upsetting you so that we can work through it. I think that these are important things for us to think about. Not only is it stressful for adults during all the COVID things that are going on, but even very young children soak up those feelings of stress and anxiety that is within their family. And so it's important to let children know, and teens, to talk it out. Let me know. We can help you if we know about it, but we won't be able to help you if you don't say something.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.